Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I'm your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. Just because somebody challenges you, you don't necessarily have to react. You don't have to partake in the festivities. You do not have to accept that challenge. You do not have to go and do what it is. You don't have to do that. In fact, maybe you should take a few seconds, maybe a deep breath, some form of woosah, some form of relaxing, and just think about the situation. Think extremely hard about the situation. Now, if it's a challenge that you've been waiting for, if it's the challenge that you have on your list, it's a challenge that you have on your list that you've been waiting for, that you are prepared to do, by all means, go for it. Don't even take the time to think. Don't even take the time to decide whether or not should you do this. I'm just going to tell you right now, yes, you should. If it's a challenge that's been on your list for a long, long, very, very, very long time, it's been on your list a very long time, then you got to do it. Because this is what you've been waiting for. This is what you've been preparing for. This is something that means a lot. If it means that much to you, and it's that important, and it's on your list, and it's all of these other things, you should not have to think about it. You shouldn't think about it. You should just go for it. You should just do it. Don't worry about it. If you don't fall within any of those parameters, even just a little bit, maybe you should think a little. Actually, there's no maybe in it. Think extremely, extremely hard about the challenge. Think about the end game. Think about what could possibly go right. Not necessarily what could go wrong, but what could go right. If you were to achieve this challenge, if you were to win this challenge, would it be everything that you wished and dreamed and hoped for? And if this challenge haven't been on your list, if this challenge haven't been something you've been preparing for, if this challenge hasn't been something that you've been just chomping at the bit to do, then maybe you should put some thought into the end game. Because all those other people with the challenge on their list and all of those other things, they will know the end game. They want the end game. They are prepared and wishing for the end game to be as great as they imagine. It's like, oh, it's exactly everything that I imagine it would be. No, it's not. It's 20 times better. 20 times better. Therefore, if it's not on your list, it's not something that you've been pondering for a long time, it's not something that you want to do, you got to think about it. You got to amp yourself up to that level. Get on that level. Still. Every challenge you shouldn't have to accept. You shouldn't want to accept every challenge. You should just build yourself up. Put yourself up into this certain mindset, wavelength, form. Like, I'm not going to accept that challenge because the end game isn't, I just can't see that being a good thing. I just can't see me imagining this is better than actually doing it. So you got to keep it moving. You got to move on. You got to just do what you got to do. And that's saying no to that challenge. You can't accept every challenge. You can't take every challenge. You shouldn't want to take every challenge. You shouldn't want to accept every challenge. You should have high value. You should value yourself more. Don't accept and take every challenge. But what does it all mean, Basil? I'll tell you what it all means. I actually fell into that trap of accepting a challenge without thinking about the end game. The end game. The end game is tricky. The end game is what you got to watch out for. It's not necessarily the person that making the challenge. It's not necessarily the challenge itself. No, it's the end game. It's after you win. Because we win here. We're winners. All is so. Look, don't even think about the losing because we don't lose. We don't lose. We win. We're winners. Don't worry about the losing. Got to think about the end game and think about the end game. When you win, is it going to be better than what you thought it was going to be? Because if it's not, you got to keep yourself up to a higher standard. You got to keep yourself on a different level and you got to have some self-worth and say no. Just say no. And see, I got challenged to an adult beverage contest. And it's not as if it's something that I had on the list, hoping and wishing for and all that stuff, because I got my accolades. I'm the champion. I've been a champion. I've done many, 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 many things. And when you are talking yourself up or let's just say other people know your accolades. Let's just say other people know your accomplishments. Let's just say other people know what you've been through. And when you're the champ, everybody wants to challenge the champ. Throwing rocks at the throne. Let's say you so happen to meet another champ from a different weight class. And right there should have been red flag number one, because from time to time, you can go up a little or down a little in weight class, but you can't jump two or three weights. You cannot jump two or three weights and expect to be able to do what you're able to do to your own weight class. Ha, my own weight class, I knock them out. My own weight class, I go the distance. My own weight class, I'm a winner. What about the lighter weight class? I knock some out, but you lose your power. I got that endurance. What about the heavier weight class? I tire them out. I run around. Got that endurance. And see, it's cool. It's okay if you go up a little, down a little, or within your own weight class. You respect it. You highly respect it. You are the champ. Remember, the accolades. We win here. The accolades. Trophies. You so happen to meet another champion within their own weight class, but their weight class is far, far, far greater than yours. Let's say you're going up two or three weight classes. Red flag number one. You should only go up a little, go up one or go down one. You should never hop up two or three weight classes. Yeah, so I hop up two or three weight classes to accept this challenge because I'm in his weight class now. I'm the challenger. I'm challenging the champ. I'm challenging the champ. I'm in a different weight class now. My weight class, I'm good. Go up one, good. Go down one, I'm good. Go up two or three, we'll see. We'll see. That was red flag and mistake number one. Red flag and mistake number two is letting the champ dictate the rules and not having an independent viewer or an independent somebody that has nothing to do with the challenge. That's somebody that has nothing to do with it, just an independent person that's just there. Let them mediate what the rules are going to be. All right, I want this. He wants that. Mediate. I want this. He wants that. Mediate. I want this. He needs that. Mediate. That's what it's all about. Independent. Independent. That was mistake number two. Mistake number two. Not necessarily a red flag, but that was definitely a mistake, letting the champ dictate the rules. And the champ said, hey, we're going to do this at this time. And then when that's over, this, and that time. Basically, adult beverages are cool. Adult beverages are nice. But not all adult beverages are the same. Not all adult beverages are the same, and not all adult beverages are meant to be consumed in different ways. Some adult beverages got to be consumed slow, some medium speed, some extremely fast. But when you are challenging a champion, Well, I'm not going to say that he dictated the rules, and he dictated the rules, and the rules were, it was fast paced. The rules were fast paced, and the rules were fast paced with everything. Fast paced with everything. And I didn't get to pick the beverages. I did not get to pick the beverages. All of the beverages was his choice. His choice. His speed. His choice. His speed. And this was to last the entire time being out. This was to last the entire time until someone, you know, tapped out. Got knockout, discombobulated, TKO. Basically, this was to last until the other person just didn't know what was going on. Yeah, that. And I'm not suggesting that this was something that happened daily, something that happened on a regular, something that happens all the time. This was a special occasion. This was a special occasion that brought two champions together. And when you have two champions together, there's ego. Ego. Actually, no, there was definitely no ego. You got two champions together. You got the two champions together, and they have their hype people. They have their hype men. They have their hype ladies. They have their hype people. Hype people. So I'm just chilling, you know, trying to kick back, relax, talk to the champ. Champ talking to me. Then my hype man is hyping me up with my accolades and my trophies and my winnings. His peeps are doing the same thing with him. Then next thing you know, somebody just said, hey, well, Why don't you just? He didn't finish the sentence, but he kind of put that. Well, he definitely put that mindset into the champ. Put that mindset into the champ, and the champ was like, "So, you want to challenge me?" I was like, "Whoa! Challenge you!" And at that point, you can't back down. At that point, you just can't back down. At that point, you just can't back down. Right? No! This is what I was talking about. This is... You can't accept every challenge. You can't accept every challenge. You have to think about the end game. At that point, I was not thinking about that end game. At that point, I was like, oh no, he challenged me. I can't back down. He's not going to back down. We're just going to go. Let's do it. Let's go. I don't care. I don't care. You know I'm bigger than you. Yeah, I know you're bigger than me. Don't care. Didn't think about a mediator. Didn't think about an independent person to, you know, come up with some terms that we both can agree on instead of the champ dictating his terms. Yeah, that would have been cool. That would have been nice. That would have been something that really, really should have happened, and something that would have happened if I would have had this on my list. If I would have had it on my list and thought about it and prepared. Thought about it, prepared. Knew a weight class I was dealing with. Already had some terms. Got the science down to what beverage would give me the best opportunity to win. What setting would give me the best opportunity to win. What food combination with beverage would give me the best opportunity to win. None of that. Didn't waste any seconds on that. Didn't think twice about it. That was not on my mind. Gave it no thought. No thought whatsoever. See? Can't accept every challenge. Gotta have a higher level. Some self-respect. Can't accept every challenge. Best thing to do in that situation, or the best thing I should have did in that situation was, yeah, champ, I just can't jump up 2 or 3 weight classes. I just can't do it. I respect that you're the champ of your side. I'm the champ of my side. But I'm going to stay in my own lane. I'm going to stay in my own lane. If I would have just took some time to think about that, if I would have just took a few seconds and paused and thought about the end game, what could possibly go right? If I win, what would happen? If I win, will this be better than what I imagined it to be? Didn't do any of that. Oh, and yeah, didn't do any of that. None of it. So the champ, going on his rules. His interpretation of the rules, his choices. Yeah, I don't know at what time did I tap out. I don't know at what time the TKO happened. I don't know what time the match ended, but it ended. It ended. And let's just say I ain't the champ, not in that weight category. Not in that weight class. I'm not the champ. But I did learn one lesson, though. Actually, I didn't learn any lesson. All I know is I'm ready. I've been preparing. I've been just preparing. to go up two or three more weight classes and then take on the champ again. This time, I'll be ready. This time, I'll be ready for the clap back. And speaking of the clap back, LeBron James finally clapped back on Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley been going at LBJ for so many times for so long. LeBron took the high road so many times. LeBron took the high road because LeBron is the high road, but he just can't take it anymore. Chuck just kept going and going and going. And no, he's not the Energizer Bunny. Oops, can't say that. No, he's not the little bunny. He is not that little bunny. Chuck is a big dude. LeBron's a big dude too. But that's going up a few weight classes for LeBron. Don't accept the challenge, LBJ. Keep it moving. Ignore him. Barkley, you my man, you my dude, like you, but no, you're wrong. You're wrong. Please, stop the fight before it even start. That's the best learning lesson, advice I can give you. Who am I kidding? Do it! Do it! In fact, no, wait a minute. Matt Barnes, Derek Fisher, I'll pay money to see that one.